The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So, your last child is off to college or Australia. The house is silent. There's just the two of you rattling round in the old homestead. You're now officially empty nesters for the moment. As soon as they start saving for a home of their own, they may well be back again, but that's another story. But coping with that empty nest, we're joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So you talk about mixed feelings, glad they're out there and being independent and no longer depending on the good offices of their parents for subsistence, but at the same time, you miss them.
Yes, and I think it's very different, Pat, if they're gone to Australia, as you mentioned there. But I suppose that this little piece, I was thinking more of those people, you know, who are watching their children going to college, and especially if they move out. I think that the child has, you know, the young adult child has a lot to deal with. You know, they have a lot to face. They're in a new environment, especially if it's, you know, first year. They have a lot to encounter, and parents worry a lot about that, you know, in getting them ready. But it's just, I think, interesting to put the, if you like, the spotlight on the parents' reaction for a moment. And it is that some parents don't do this very well. Some parents continue to try and, if you like, mother and, you know, sort of parent them in a kind of a protective way, in a way that doesn't really breed a kind of an autonomous, you know, an independent streak, a kind of a self-reliance. And that's, I suppose, where I was shining the light today, that I think there are challenges for the parents that they don't often acknowledge themselves. They can see the challenges for the children, but the challenge for themselves is that their role has shifted. They don't have to be the parent anymore. They don't have to be, they do have to be the parent anymore, but they don't have to be the same kind of parent. They don't have to be the parent that tells them what to do, that tells them what to, how to clean their room, that tells them to, you know, what time to be in at night. And when all of that goes, something else, there is a gap there that not all parents are able to let go, you know, not able to adjust to.
So you have to kind of view your child differently, you know,
very
compared to the person who lived with you and, you know, created the mess. Suddenly
yes,
they're creating a mess in their own space. And is your advice, let them at it?
Well, yes, let them at it, because this is how we learn and grow. And I've always said that, you know, if let's say, first of all, let's just say that the child has moved out and they're staying in digs or otherwise. Like, they will love coming back home. That's kind of can be quite a nice sort of time, because they go out and suddenly they realize there's, as we say, nothing in the fridge and, you know, the sheets aren't changed and all of that. So they become very appreciative. They often become very, very appreciative of home when they come home and the big Sunday dinner is put up and everything is lovely and they feel the love of home again and the comforts. But that is great. But then there are also those who are going in and out from home to college. And we all know colleges are very social. If you're lucky and you click into the social life, it can be a very social time. It can be a time when, you know, your young adults are out late. They're coming home at 3 a.m. You don't know what's going on. And that's okay. You have to kind of let that happen, because they're navigating their world. And I see quite a few people trying to restrict, trying to kind of continue to hold on to that tight rein of control, and almost like not still trying to make sure they don't go off the rails. The reality is that work has been done, and you need to give them the freedom that they need to navigate and be, I always say, be their best friend, be their place of safety, be their place of refuge, and a place where they come back to you for some advice. And if they ask you for advice, you definitely know you're doing a good job.
Now, what about that concern that, you know, the world is not necessarily as safe a place as it was in your day, for example, you know, as people want to share taxis rather than go alone because they're fearful of where they might end up, or, you know, on the street, there's all sorts of rowdyism. I mean, do you have to look at that almost statistical and say, well, it doesn't happen very often, so it's likely my kid will be okay?
Yes, I think, look, we all have reservations about safety, but I mean, you're sending somebody now who is 18, 19, and they're heading to college, and I think if they're not used to the place they're in, you surely should have, you know, built somebody who has already been out a lot and knows this kind of safety features. No harm to mention things like that. I think that is fine. But it's about overseeing them, supervising them, transferring all your worry and concern to them. It's not a good thing, because I can tell you that those children already are in college navigating an awful lot. Can they find a new group? Do they know where they're going? Do they understand sort of what's going on in terms of lectures and what's expected of them? Suddenly, as you know, in college, nobody is saying, put that in by Friday, you know, or nobody is saying, have you got it ready? Are you doing your homework? You have to just be completely self-regulating. And that's what college demands of you. And that's what adulthood demands of you. And so it's a very important transition. So any help or support you're giving really should be along those lines. But often what happens, parents, is their own anxiety and their own difficulty in adjusting to letting their kids grow up and letting that autonomy come into play, is they continue to be a little bit overbearing. And what they're doing there is they're not dealing with the challenge that is in front of them. And the challenge that is in front of them is you are now back to your husband or wife and or your partner, and you have a new life to face. You have a life to face where you do not have to give 6 hours a day to your kids. So what are you going to do with that time? What is the challenge for you? So instead of turning back to your child, you need to turn a little bit, not away from them in 100% way, but to the future. What else is in store for you? What does this mean for you? And what kind of a person, what kind of a life do you want for yourself now?
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.